Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that helped make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And, of course, we want to thank all of our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And ASBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. If you like to listen on demand, check out the Scuttlebutt podcast. It's up on most of the major podcasting sites. Just search Scuttlebutt or SBN for our regularly aired programs. And Tom's Tirade are up on CastBox.net on demand. So again, you can listen on demand, you can get your blood pressure going, or you can just sit back and enjoy the comedy routines that we do here on the show, just depending on what your desire is. But hey, we got a packed show for you coming up for you tonight. So you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. Coming up later on SBN, we will speak with Ms. Jennifer Bird with the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. She'll get us up to speed on some of the legal issues facing our veterans today, as well as some upcoming events, great events that you can come out and support. Also, the issue of GIs on food stamps. I know they don't call it food stamps anymore, but it's food stamps there. It's back in the news. It will give you the details. And a Korean War soldier finds his way home. And of course, Tom's Tirade, they liked it last week, so we're going to roll it out again, Tom, when we won't get fooled again. It's when you want to lock up the women and children. You don't want them to be around for that. But anyway, it's always great to speak with a fantastic supporter of our veterans and first responders, Mr. Nick DiMario from Ed's Seafood Shed. Hey, Nick, welcome back to SBN.
Hey, thanks for having me. I desire some laughter.
You desire some laughter.
Hey, just wait. Tom will get around to it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I tell you, that's the Ed's has been dressed up a little bit more over there. Everything is really coming together well.
Yeah, with everything, man, it's like the outside seating has exploded, and obviously this is the greatest time to be sitting outside, especially with the open air seating being so important with 50% capacity.
But it is really neat though to be outside. The deck that you have, the upper deck that is open, is awesome, and you have a great big old TV in there for watching the ball games. But the lower deck has really become a place where everybody wants to go.
Everybody likes to get down there, eat coleslaw, and sightsee.
Right.
And then hang out and just enjoy the cover. And, you know, this is the greatest time of the year as far as right before it starts to get a little cold. Maybe it won't get cold, but it's a beautiful setting down there, and just everybody down there telling lies and walking around and having fun and getting a little bit of stories. There were so many people in there today, and there was a bunch of folks in there, and there's these two guys. One had a veteran hat on and another one didn't. I said, who's telling the biggest lies? And they both pointed at each other.
Yeah, that's the dang truth. The other guy told me the other day, he said, well, we got to get together, man, and go eat and see who can tell the biggest lie. I said, I'm on. Bring it on.
Oh, yeah. And as the weather starts to cool off a little bit, it's bisque and gumbo season.
Well, I tell you what, it'd be gumbo season is always great. I had some over the other day, and I thought I had some kind of special shrimp gumbo because there was so many fine shrimp in there. And you know, the fact that you put them in just before you serve them, they're not cooked in the gumbo. I like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes a lot of people drop shrimp in the gumbo, especially people doing it at home. And then you go to scoop them out, and they look like little microscopic,
oh yeah,
you know, salad shrimp. So, you know, we actually, right before we serve it, we put some fresh shrimp in there, and we have a process how we heat them and drop them right in there, so it's like the perfect shrimp every time.
Right.
But Miss Mel's been working for us, you know, pre me and Pete purchasing the restaurant. You know, she was there 16 years, so she's going on her 18th year, and she's our main person. You talking about? Cal was talking about assets.
Right.
She's a huge asset, man. She makes the house scratch green. She makes the house gumbo. She makes the house bisque, you know. And then when we came in, you know, we're a hard pill to swallow, man. We put up a lot of recipes, and man, she's done nothing but respond, and it's been a pleasure to work with her.
But you just mentioned something that I certainly enjoy when I have the occasion to come over there, and all my friends do as well, and that is the greens. And you said scratch greens, and did I hear you say one time that was not only turnip greens, but that was like what, collards or something?
Yeah, so it's 50-50 collards, turnips, and then what we do is we put a smoked ham hock in there, and then salt, pepper, a little bit of water, and we let it cook down, and then we add a little secret ingredient, man, a little spicy mustard. You know, you think about what people do, putting all the celery seed and all that mustard has everything in it, including
right.
Vinegar. So
right.
You let it cook down till you get that point where you can take a spoon and drink that juice and call it some pot liquor.
There you go.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, with some of that good cornbread you got, man. What you talking about?
Yeah, well, that cornbread was made for sopping.
There you go. Hey, I bet the big old biscuits you got for breakfast would be sopping there pretty good, too.
Especially, you know, we serve those biscuits, and we shave down butter that we freeze, and then we scoop and scratch, do those biscuits, and then we serve it with a peach preserve, which is pretty delicious to
it
do
is.
On a biscuit.
It's awesome. Let me ask you another question. Where can I get some bacon like that? I'd like to buy some bacon that cooks like that, man. That's so
well,
fine.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. If you ask everybody how they cook bacon, some people cook bacon on a flat grill. Some put it on a skillet. Some people put it in an oven. If you actually put bacon on a sheet pan and lay it perfectly spread out and you put it in an oven, you cook it at 350, it's going to be the perfect slice every time.
Well, I tell you what, that is thick bacon you got there. It's like two slices together.
We use thick bacon for sure.
It is awesome. It is great. I had some breakfast over there this past Saturday, and I've already have a breakfast engagement for this coming Saturday morning. So I'm gonna get some more of that bacon.
Get some cornmeal pancakes.
Yep. Hey, I love them too, man. I didn't leave none on my plate.
Yeah, I think your sister, the young lady you were eating with last week, she got the biscuits and gravy, and we do that with Kaneka sausage and cream and butter.
I know.
Pretty delicious.
Woo! Unbelievable. Well, appreciate having you on board, man, and looking forward to getting with you and some of the veterans events that you guys are putting on for during Veterans Day next month.
Veteran Day is coming. We're going to do a little shindig there.
All right.
Keep you down.
All right. We'll have to check it out, see what you got going on there, Nick. Dick DiMario.
Great night. Thank you so much.
All right. The one of the owners of Ed's Fantabulous Seafood Shed. Are we going to the commercial? Let's do it.
Into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, boys, give her the gun. Down we dice, having a flame from under. Off with one, hell of a roar. We live in fame, we're all down in flame. Nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also catch us on the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Hey, check us out on Facebook. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And it is always an honor to be joined on SBN by Miss Jennifer Bird from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimmerly. Jennifer, welcome back to SBN.
Thanks, Cal. Hey, Tom, how you guys doing? I tell you what, I'm starving now after listening to all that food talk.
I was wondering if I think they'll be closed before I can get there, because I was thinking about it, too.
I know.
So I'll just go drifting over there Saturday morning and have a big old breakfast about 9 o'clock.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, come on if you want to, baby. But, you know, I'm glad to have you on board here tonight, because you guys with the Gardberg and Kimmerly are always doing something that's outstanding and doing things for the local community. And now you are involved here in making strides against the breast cancer event. Give us a little insight on how is this going to start, and where is this going to be, and what have you.
I sure will. Well, let me start by saying I'm the chairman of the Strides Board this year, and I got involved because I wanted to honor my grandmother, who is a breast cancer survivor, but I also wanted to show my support for all those who are still fighting their battle right now. And so even though I'm the chairman of the Strides Board and I'm super involved with the event, I am most excited to be a part of Gardberg and Kimmerly's Making Strides team. Our team this year is called the Pirates of the Caribbean, which is fantastic because it goes along with the theme, which is a pirate theme, and it's called Protect the Chest. And so we are the Pirates of the Caribbean, and Gardberg and Kimmerly is going to match the first 100 people on our team that raise $100. That means we can raise $20,000 for Making Strides just with our Gardberg and Kimmerly team alone.
Whoa.
And it's a lot of money for a very fantastic cause.
That is awesome. Yep. Now, can anybody else get a team, or, you know, how does that work?
Yeah, anybody can create their own team. We, of course, you know, want as many people as possible to join our team.
Okay.
And help make this the best year for us to raise money. But, yes, absolutely. Create a team of your own if you don't want to join our team. Or let's say that maybe you have a whole lot of people in your office and y'all can do something that's similar to what we're doing. Now, we do have a short amount of time because the event is going to be Halloween morning. So that's October 31st at 8 a.m. And got about a week and a half left.
Right. Well, now, if somebody wants to get on your team, what process do they have to go through?
They can do a couple different things. They want to call our office, so we can give them the information that way. Our office number, of course, 251-343-1111. They can also go to our Facebook page. They can also go to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event page on the internet. And that's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, South Alabama. Let me clarify that. And go to Finding Teams and put in Gardberg and Kimmerly, and they can join that way. Probably the best is to call our office and let us walk you through it. But we would love to have people join our team. I think it's just an absolutely amazing event. And our team's been having a whole lot of fun so far, raising money for this great cause.
That is awesome. That is really neat. But there's no problem with somebody getting involved with your team for that morning. Now, Are you guys going to wear costumes or something now? Or what's, how does that work?
Yeah, yeah. So, well, let me tell you one other thing I guess I should bring up, too.
Go ahead.
Robert and Kimberly is the sponsor for something called the Tribute Garden this year at the event. Now, the Tribute Garden is a way to show your love for somebody that has either won their battle against breast cancer or are continuing to fight the breast cancer, or to memorialize for somebody who's lost their fight with breast cancer. And so the Tribute Garden signs are $20 a piece, and you can purchase those on the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of South Alabama's website. That is something you can also contact our office about, but that is going to be displayed at the Making Strides event this year. So you'll be able to drive through the event and see that sign. And they're really pretty signs, and I think people are going to be very happy to see their names on it. But
awesome.
As for the event this year, it's going to be at one of your favorite places, Tom. It's going to be at the Mighty A, the USS Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be fantastic. And as I said, the theme is Protect the Chest, so it is a pirate theme. So we want people to dress up. Dress yourself up as a pirate. Dress your dogs up. Have them in the vehicle with you. We'd like for people to register their vehicles before they come, just so we kind of have an idea. But if you don't get around to doing that, we're okay. Come on down the day of. Dress yourself up. Participate. Help with fundraising. We'd love for people to do that. You know, with all the restrictions with COVID this year, we are asking for people to stay in their vehicles. That's why we're having a drive-through event, and there's going to be a lot to see. One of the things that's special about this one is that we will be able to have an FM radio transmitter, so you'll be able to tune in on the radio and hear everything that's going in while you're in your car.
Okay, that's neat. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's going to be so much fun. There's a lot. And I don't know if you know who Simone French is. She's a Mobile local, and she is fantastic. She's going to be performing that morning. So there's just a whole lot going on. It's going to be very, very fun.
It is. That's just unbelievable. Now, to do all of this, you fill out your page. If you're going to participate in it, you can fill out a form online.
Yes, and that's at the makingstrideswalk.org, and then it's /Mobile Alabama. And you can go and kind of explore the website, but there's one particular place that you go that allows you, and it will say register your vehicle, and it's just a quick form that you fill out. I do want to say, if there are any survivors out there, make sure that you check the button that says that you're a survivor, because we are going to be giving survivor bags out. That'll be the only contact that we'll be able to have, but we are going to give survivors these special little gift bags that day.
Okay, so any of the people that are there that are a breast cancer survivor should identify themselves to some of your people.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to have people from the minute you get into the park all the way through our route. So when you first come in, you can say you didn't get a chance to register. Just tell that person that you're a survivor when you get in there. And we are going to have a special little QR code. You know, that'll be something you can scan on your cell phone. It'll go to a form. You can fill it out real quick. So it's going to take a little bit to drive through it. And I'm talking, you know, 1, 2, 3 lines. And just tell that person, hey, I'm a survivor, and we'll put you in the list right there while you're in the event.
That's awesome. Now, you made a remark there a while ago, Making Strides Walk. Originally, this was a walk.
Yes. And I will say, last year was very disappointing for all of us because we had a tropical storm coming through, and we had to cancel our event at the last minute. And so between all of the things going on with COVID and everyone being stuck in their houses, we knew that we wanted to have something to make sure that we had people get involved,
because
you know, this is about supporting our local survivors and creating that community to show support around them. And so in order that we adhere to what's going on with the COVID guidelines and still be able to support our survivors and push the fundraising and the just get out the information about it, we were able to come up with this idea of a drive-in. So you do have to stay in your car. No walk this year, but the driving through is going to be pretty fun. Like I said, there's going to be a lot there. Simone French is going to be singing. We're going to have the trail maids, the USS Alabama crewmates. you know, stilt walker. We're going to have all kinds of stuff that I don't want to tell everybody because it'll give some of the surprise away, but it's some pretty amazing things.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't talk about that, but let's talk about all the other stuff. I think it's neat that you're going to have like a drive-through there, though, and be able to listen to it on the FM radio. You know, and won't be just drive in and get your little gift and say hi and drive away. This is going to be an event. It's something that's going to last for a while.
It is. It is. It's going to last. You know, we're not sure how long it's going to take to drive through. I will say that we're going to have a chance to have photographers there. As I said, there's going to be a stage, great singing. We also have a car decorating contest. So when I said decorate your car, I mean decorate your car. You'll have a chance to win a pretty amazing prize. You can do it like a pirate ship. You can pink it out. You can do it however you want it. But we just wanted people to, you know, show the love and be excited about this event, because this is about supporting our survivors and showing your love for those that maybe didn't survive it but fought a really good battle.
Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break here, Jennifer. Can you stay over with us to the next segment?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I like being with you guys and talking about some of our veterans' issues as well.
You're an awesome lady, and you do an outstanding job for our veterans. We appreciate what you do. And we'll take this short break and get some word from our fine sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters along with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans. Today, as always, you can check us out on Facebook. A lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Gimmerly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Gimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline.
And again, it is a pleasure to be joined by Ms. Jennifer Bird from the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. Again, Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, Cal. Thanks for having me again, y'all.
Oh, it's neat. You were talking about the car decoration contest in there, and I said you could decorate your car now. Is that a wide open deal? What to do, whatever they want to do with it?
Yeah, decorate it however you want.
If you want to,
you know,
go ahead. Any way you want to decorate it, you could decorate it like a pirate ship or pink it out.
Anything like that. I mean, anything. And we're going to vote on whoever's got the best decoration. So be as outlandish as you want, or just be as pink as you want. Just make sure that you decorate it and show some love.
And then what about your selfie competition that sponsored by Southern Cancer Center?
Well, I am glad you brought that up, because that's something from now moving into the event, and it's just take a selfie, any kind of selfie you want, preferably something that has to do with the Making Strides and wearing pink. You can even be dressed as a pink pirate if you want. All we ask is that people use the hashtag Southern Cancer Pink Selfie. Then you can tag the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer South Alabama page. And you can even post it on that Facebook page if you want everybody to see it. And then we're going to have some judges that are going to do it, and you'll get a prize for taking the best selfie.
So they could go ahead and start doing that now then.
Yep, sure can. And it can be serious, however you want to do it.
And they could do more than one picture if they wanted to.
Yes, it usually takes me more than one to get a good selfie, so yeah.
I understand. Yeah, I totally understand. That's me. But now, you know, in reality now, this is supposed to be a fun thing. Y'all making it a fun issue and an exciting issue. But at the same time, it is a fundraising event.
That's right. You know, even if people can't make the event, we're asking them to continue fundraising efforts. COVID has had such a tremendous impact on the entire economy in general. You can imagine how bad it's been for the American Cancer Society. And American Cancer Society has a lot of research and programs that they do on a daily basis to help cancer patients. And, you know, even though we all slowed down because of COVID, cancer didn't slow down when the rest of the world stopped. And so we need people to keep fundraising and keep spreading awareness. And so even if you can't make the event, we'll be very sad that you can't be there, but we ask keep fundraising and keep helping American Cancer Society to move forward with their great work that they're doing.
They do an awesome job, and cancer is so prolific. It is just unbelievable how many of our people and friends and all relatives and what have you are having problems with cancer in all stages, and particularly the ladies with the breast cancer. That's just unbelievable.
Yes, that's right. But, you know, something that a lot of people don't know, men can get breast cancer too. And, you know, y'all have to be careful as well. And that's one of the things that this research helped with. So keep fundraising, people.
That's neat. And, you know, and don't forget, guys get, you know, they can get breast cancer as well. But now you do your Make Your Strides event. It's going to be at the Big A, as you say, which is the USS Alabama Memorial Park.
Yep. So let me tell everybody one more time. It is on October 31st. Basically, it's a really good way to start your Halloween out. It's at 8 a.m. Come out, come have fun, and fundraise.
All right. Well, that's neat. Now, Cal's got a subject that you guys have been working on together. Cal, go ahead with Jennifer, and y'all discuss that particular subject.
Well, you know, Jennifer, it's something I saw a story that popped up today, and, you know, there may be more research that needs to be done, but it's the topic where when it comes to our veterans who are applying for disability, and that is the C&P exam. And right. I know you jumped right in and said, oh, my goodness, well, they're already doing a lot of this. So tell, you know, if you have veterans that are out there, they may not know exactly what that is. And then tell us, you know, some of the obstacles and challenges that our veterans face with them.
Sure. So let me switch hats. This is my first love with working for our veterans. And, you know, when you file a claim with the VA, almost all claims have to have a C&P examination, and that's a compensation and pension examination. And it's what the VA uses to measure the severity of a disability and also even to look at whether or not it's service-connected, meaning did this come about because of someone's service. And for many years now, they've been outsourcing these C&P examinations, but they have still continued to have C&P examinations within the VA as well. And this article that you're talking about just came out today. And it's a little concerning because the VA has announced that they're going to outsource every single C&P examination. And they made this plan with no notice to Congress. It's concerning for multiple reasons to me. We talked about, I think, a little bit back in the summer that because of COVID, there was a backlog of C&Ps of about 125,000. It's now up to about 350,000 from what I understand.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of C&Ps that are backlogged.
Yeah. That's a lot of vets.
Well, now, let me ask you this. I believe that COVID had something to do with that because they stopped doing them for a period of time, and then they made a big deal about the fact that they were starting them again.
And I think you kind of cut out a little bit, Tom. Can you hear Cal?
Yeah. Did you lose him? Go repeat that, Cal.
Well, you know, I know that I think that COVID had a little bit to do with some of those problems with the C&P exam. So are they facing a backlog and trying to get through problems that were started with COVID?
Well, I will say they were exacerbated and made worse by COVID. I think they were already a little bit behind because the VA does have a lot of cases and they do run behind. But COVID definitely made it much, much worse. And I will tell you, this is not a new problem. In 2018, actually November of 2018, the Governmental Accountability Office, GAO, issued this report talking about some of the backlog of the CMP examination. So this is, you know, 2018, several couple years ago. And they talked about some of the problems that come along with having third-party examiners do these CMP examinations. And one of the things that was mentioned in this article is that there's a problem with being able to verify how these CMPs are going to go through when you have a third party that's handling them versus them being handled through the VA. And I hear stories on a, just about a daily basis from our veterans talking about, you know, I get this letter saying to go to a CMP, and it was actually scheduled 2 days before the letter arrived. Or I get this call from this third party saying, come to a CMP, and I can't make it, and they're going to reschedule it, and I don't hear from them for 2 months. That means the VA has absolutely no control over getting those things rescheduled. And this GAO report also talked about the fact the VA does not verify if the examiners have a valid medical license. There's actually a third-party auditor that does that.
There.
In addition, the VA doesn't verify if the examiners have completed training or any information about the effectiveness of these examiners. And, you know, that just raises all kinds of questions and concerns for me, that are our veterans going to be treated fairly by a third-party examiner if there's no VA oversight to these examiners?
30 seconds.
All right. Well, I will say this real quick, too. For third-party examiners, there are issues that are only veteran issues, like Gulf War syndrome, military sexual trauma. These are issues that need to stay within the VA CMP examiners, because a third-party examiner may not have the specialty to be able to even examine or give information on those issues.
Right.
So I have a huge problem with this.
Any websites, anything that need to get out there that people need to go to about the Making Strides event?
Just go to makingstrideswalk.org/MobileAlabama.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right. Guys, thank you, guys. Have a good night.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer Byrd with Gardenberg and Kimberly. Go ahead, Cal.
Hey, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade and we won't get fooled again. And more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat.
Coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
For many Americans, the year that has been 2020 is one that they simply want to go away. And yet we still have a quarter to go with much left to undertake and encounter, including a hotly contested election for president. With the House and Senate up for grabs, we still face the final menace of the panic pandemic, with numerous blue states still closed for business and many of the 10-pot blue state governors and mayors threatening not only your personal life and liberties, but also the religious freedom of entire groups.
You know, I have to say to the Orthodox community tomorrow, if you're not willing to live with these rules, then I'm going to close the synagogues.
Of course, what do you expect from the man who had no problem stealing private property without any constitutional authority?
So I'm going to sign an executive order that says the state can take ventilators and PPE from institutions.
And although they have been hidden from the headlines of the Main Street media in order to tamp down the growing revulsion of middle American pre-election, the peaceful protest,
I'm using air quotes and smiling on that one, okay?
Actually, the riots and looting and destruction of personal property, lives and dreams continue in the major Democratic communist-run cities throughout the nation under the faux banner of Black Lives Matter. Or is it the Green New Deal? Or is it to kill capitalism? Or is it another round of I need a new set of Jordans, a flat TV screen, and some gin and juice for the weekend? Whatever the excuse, the rape and pillage of America continues. Portland is now on 140 days under siege and counting, with cover from candidate Joe Weekend at the Bidens.
Yeah, but Lomax is dead. He's not around anybody anymore.
I know that. You know that. Nobody else knows that.
Huh? Oh! Push for it. It looks good enough. Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Larry.
What?
Huh?
Oh. Really?
Hi, Bernie. Hey, Bernie, just like last week, huh?
You animal, you are insatiable.
Doesn't anyone realize he's dead?
Then Kamala.
I slept with the other slick Willie
Harris. We, the American patriots, find ourselves subjected to the ongoing pedantic sophistries of such men-suck midgets as LeBron James and Alyssa Milano, neither of whom stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night, but both of whom purport to be experts on topics ranging from alleged systemic racism to climate change. Although LeBron might be better served focusing on his basketball before he loses to the woeful Miami Heat, and Milano might want to figure out how to pay her debts and resurrect the TV show In Search Of to find out where her career went. What I think is most disturbing is that much of the discord in our nation that is being stoked by progressive political leaders and the cult of personality is being acted upon by young, educated, privileged white kids. Not those whom you might think would be storming the streets searching for justice. Yep, it is those with mountains of white privilege who are largely responsible for the grassroots efforts to overturn the very foundations of our nation, who vilify our founders and institutions such as our military, our veterans, and our police. They seek to destroy that which they do not understand after years of indoctrination at the hands of the progressive public education system, and the mind-numbing bleeding of the leftist state-run media outlets, and the newfound platform of social media. Unfortunately, this is nothing new in our nation. We saw it in the counterculture of the 1960s, which brought us stellar citizens such as cult murderer Charles Manson, the terrorist Black Panther movement, and the cop-killing Weather Underground led by Obama's pals Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. So while the hippies of yesterday are now the anti-American leaders of the new progressive democratic social communist Marxist party, we can turn back the clock and listen to the prophetic words of Joe Friday from the classic TV show Dragnet with a little advice from our misguided youth.
You just don't understand.
Maybe we do, son. Don't think you have a corner on all of virtue vision in the country, or that everybody else is fat and selfish and you're the first generation to come along that's felt dissatisfied. They all have, you know, about different things, and most of them didn't have the same opportunity and freedoms that you do. Let's talk poverty. Most places in the world, that's not a problem. It's a way of life. And rights, they're liable to give you a blank stare because they may not know what you're talking about. The fact is, more people are living better right here than anywhere else ever before in history. So don't expect us to roll over and play dead when you say you're dissatisfied. It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up. 100 men standing in the street hoping for one job, selling apples on the street corner. That's one of the things we were dissatisfied about, and you don't see that much anymore.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. You've probably never seen a quarantine sign in your neighbor's door. Diphtheria, scarlet fever, whooping cough. Probably none of your classmates are crippled with polio. You don't see many mastoid scars anymore. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
I don't know. Maybe part of it's the fact that you're in a hurry. You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers. But some problems you can't get quick answers to, no matter how much you want them. We took a little boy into Central Receiving Hospital yesterday. He was 4 years old. He weighs 8.5 pounds. His parents just haven't bothered to feed him. Now, give me a fast answer to that one. One that'll stop that from ever happening again. And if you can't settle that one, what about the 55,000 Americans who will die on the highways this year? That's nearly 6 or 7 times the number that'll get killed in Vietnam. Why aren't you up in arms about that? Or is dying in a car somehow moral? Tell me how to wipe out prejudice. I'll settle for just the prejudices you have inside yourselves. Show me how to get rid of the unlimited capacity for human beings to make themselves believe that they're somehow right and justified in stealing from somebody or hurting somebody. And you'll just about put this place here out of business.
I don't think that we're telling you to lose your ideals or your sense of outrage. They're the only way things ever get done. And there's a lot that still needs doing. And we hope you'll tackle it. You don't have to do anything dramatic like trying to come up with a better country. You can find enough to keep you busy right here. While you're at it, Don't break things up in the name of progress or crack a placard stick over somebody's head to help him see the light. Be careful of his rights, because your property and your person and your rights aren't any better than his. And next time, you may be the one to get it. We remember a man who killed 6 million people and called it social improvement.
So hang in. Don't try to build a new country. Make the old one work. It has for over 400 years, and by the world's standards, that's hardly more than yesterday.
I don't think I could have said it better myself, except that Joe forgot to warn these members of the Progressive Zombie Army that with liberty at stake in the very future of our nation in the balance, true American patriots, and that includes us old-timer veterans, will stand and defend the Constitution once again, with our lives if necessary. You might want to remember that the next time your pasty, pudgy, overprotected, privileged white ass steps out on the streets to destroy another business, burn another block, deface another veteran's memorial dedicated to those who fought for your right to whine, or threaten hardworking Americans who pay taxes so your sorry ass can walk the streets under police protection, if you want to play for all the marbles, you got it. Just remember, your participation trophy this time just might be a red badge of cowardice. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton. Just remember, the older we get, the less the death penalty really scares us.
Teenage Wasteland. It's only Teenage Wasteland. Teenage Wasteland. Oh, yeah. Teenage Wasteland. They're all wasted.
Program of Voice of the Veterans for the Veterans on 106.5 FM, streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. I think your fighting spirit was well on display there, Tom.
I was wound up. But, sometimes the truth hurts.
It really is, Tom. You're looking at a situation in where you have a lot of folks who are out there, and some of them are very well intentioned, but I think they're just very misinformed in terms of the sacrifices that have been made. And just real quick, just want to mention that an Oklahoma soldier missing in North Korea since 1950, whose remains were identified in 2019. Army Sergeant Kenneth Walker, he is going to be laid to rest back in Oklahoma. He's one of those who made the ultimate sacrifice so that we have the freedoms that we do today. So while you're out there protesting, remember those that have given us those freedoms.
Right.
And of course, we've got Veterans Day coming up. I know we've got some additional shows to talk about. Of course, got the election coming up. So a lot coming up. But remember those who have gone and fought and died and made the sacrifices so that you can go out and look ignorant. Anyway, hey, God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We will catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!